My love, are you still in here? Ah, there you are. Have you been in my library all day? You were here even when I left for my meeting hours ago. Well, I suppose I shouldn't really be surprised. Your appetite for knowledge has always impressed me. Yes, the meeting went all right. Slade was surprisingly amicable. Then again, he might not have much of a choice. Without August's backing, his forces are considerably weaker. I could wipe that organization of his out without a second thought. I won't, though. These past months, I've come to know the value of having human input. Besides, it's entertaining to watch him flounder. So, what are you so busy with? You've spent so much time here since our relationship began. I wouldn't be surprised if you'd read every book on these shelves by now. Quite impressive, I'll admit. Ah, so you found the volume on vampire anatomy and physiology. Of course that interests you. I suppose some parts of it are quite foreign to a human, especially with regards to natural-born vampires. Yes, in a number of ways, our anatomy differs quite substantially from that of a vampire that was once human. For example, our digestive tract is optimized only for the consumption of blood, whereas a former human is still built for the consumption of human food. Yes, it's quite complex. No doubt it'd take hours for me to explain entirely. There are a number of other differences, too. Technically, we are two separate species, after all. Reproduction? Well, I suppose it works the same way as in humans. Humans and vampires are compatible enough that we can reproduce with each other. Though the offspring are almost never vampiric. Well, I'm not entirely sure. To be honest, you would probably be better off asking these kind of questions to that phlebotomist Victor. No doubt he has much more in-depth knowledge on the subject, considering his own lineage. I'm not blushing! Why on earth would I be flustered by this situation, human? Are you forgetting who I am? What? Of course I'm not a virgin. I was simply a little startled by your eagerness to talk about such things. Obviously you can't live as long as I have and not experience certain entanglements. Not that any of them ever meant anything. I'm not, what did you say, inexperienced? Oh, prove it. That's quite a demand, little human. I wonder if you really know what you're getting yourself into. I'm not exactly known for being gentle. Say it again, human. Say it again, if it's what you really want from me. Fuck. I can hear your heartbeat, little one. It's so fast. You're turned on just by the thought of this, aren't you? Have you been fantasizing about me? I take note of how your eyes sometimes linger on me when I walk by. Is it the thoughts of this that are running through that pretty hair? Treacherous little human. Well, I can't deny that I haven't had thoughts of you as well. Seeing you make yourself so at home within my manor, I love it. On this couch, up against the bookshelves, on the floor by the fireplace. I want memories of you to cover every single square inch of this house. For now, though, I suppose we can start. Right here, on this tabletop. That's it. Lay back for me, darling. Make yourself comfortable. What a lovely sight. You look simply delicious. Oh, I see that look in your eyes, human. I know exactly what you want from me. And I am happy to oblige. Rid yourself of these clothes before I rip them off. Gorgeous. Truly, my darling, if I could not smell the human blood flowing through your veins right this second, I'd be sure you were an angel that fell straight from heaven. Of course I can. I can smell the blood of all humans. That's how I know that they're human. Yours is particularly intoxicating for me, though. For obvious reasons, I'm sure. And then, when I lean in close to your throat like this. Fuck. No, I won't bite you. Not yet, at least. But I think I will taste this beautiful skin of yours. That sound, darling. Your voice is so weak. Do you like this feeling? Having me so close that my lips brush your skin when I speak? I'm sure. Though, no doubt you'd enjoy it more if I moved a little lower. This view. I adore these legs of yours, darling. What if I were to give your inner thighs a little nip? Oh. Did you like that? That sound you made indicates you did. There. Not enough to break skin, but just enough to bruise. Beautiful. And now, it would seem there is something else I must attend to. As I suspected, you taste fine. So perfect. The way you're responding to me, moaning my name, struggling to keep your thighs spread, it's intoxicating. Let yourself go, little human. Let yourself feel everything. I want you seeing stars. Me? Oh, I assure you, I'm enjoying this as much as you are, my darling. Hearing you call my name like that, smelling how intoxicatingly sweet your scent is becoming, it is all I will ever need. I can't get enough of you, little human. I will never get enough. That's it. Rock your hips against my tongue just like that. Take your pleasure from me. Fuck. I can taste it, darling. You're nearing your climax, aren't you? Yes. Wind your fingers through my hair. Relax. Let yourself go. I want you to let it all out. Come on, my tongue, little human. Come and make me proud. Exquisite. You are simply exquisite. The only person to ever live who is perfect for me. Those eyes. You seem so dazed, little one. Was it so good? Would you like a little taste? So eager, my little human. Still so desperate for more of me. Do not worry. I'm nowhere near finished with you. But first... That's quite a face, my darling. Though your shock does make sense. After all, you've not seen me shirtless up until now. Am I all that you've dreamed of, my darling? More? No doubt that is quite a high threshold to surpass. But I am glad. Come here. Sit up for me. There is so much that I plan to do, my darling, for you, to you. But for now, I believe it is best that we take things slow. No matter how fast you want to move, do not forget who I am. It'd be all too easy for you to get hurt if we are not careful, and I am not willing to let that happen. For now, I will prepare you. You're so tight, little human. Just one of my fingers is already filling you up. So warm and wet. So perfect. You like it when I curl my finger like that? Of course you do. I see the way your eyes are rolling back. Yes, tilt your head like that. Let me see that gorgeous neck of yours. It's like your blood is calling out to me. Would you like for me to take a bite, little one? Filthy human, I felt the way you tightened around my finger. So turned on by the idea of me feeding on you. Though I cannot deny that I find it just as appealing. Do not worry. It won't hurt you. In fact, with the state you're in right now, it'll probably only feel pleasurable. Tastes so sweet. You want another finger while I drink from you? Of course, my love. Fuck! I can't wait to feel you around my cock. Tilt your head. Just a little bit more. Perfect. You truly are otherworldly, my darling. Your blood is unlike any other's. I may be addicted already. And so, it would seem the experience was good for you, too. Considering how nicely you came all over my fingers. Here, lick these clean for me. Are you impressed? I would have thought all that preparation would give you a clue as to my size. Just at the sight of it. You're so desperate to feel this cock inside you, aren't you? Well, who am I to deny you?
Fuck. That's so tight. I'm not even in all the way yet. And you're already clamping down on me. So perfect, as if your body was sculpted just for me. May I move now, my love? Fuck. Oh, you feel so good, darling. So warm and alive under my touch. Please, let me hear you moaning my name. Yes, just like that. Fuck, my name has never sounded so beautiful. You are perfect. So perfect. Just for me. Fuck. I need to feel more of you. Wrap your legs around me, my love. Hold on to me just for a moment. Yes, I have moved us to the floor. No doubt it's more comfortable for you. And it gives me a far better view. Yes, lay back on the rock, little one. Spread yourself out. I want to see all of you. Oh, this angle, so deep inside of you, I can feel so much. Do you like it too, my little human, to have me so deep in you? Fuck! Yes, I'm almost there. You feel so fucking incredible. What? Bite you again? Fuck. Are you sure? I don't want to risk taking too much blood from you. Fuck. All right. As long as you're sure. You're getting so much tighter. You're close too, aren't you? Fuck. Please. Please. I just need to taste your blood as I come. Turn your head for me, darling. My love, that was, you're incredible, truly the best thing to ever happen to me. Seeing it drip out of you. It only makes me want to take you again. Do not worry, little human. I will let you rest. I told you we needed to take things slow at first, did I not? I won't push you that far tonight.
For now, we can just stay here in front of the fire. Never thought I'd be doing this with a human in my library of all places. I regret nothing, though. I meant it when I said you're perfect for me, little human. I love you more than anything else.